And you're listening to WCQS News. I'm Jeremy Loeb. Well, a big day yesterday, primary election in North Carolina. That's in the rearview mirror now, and I have several guests this morning to talk about it. Joining me here in the studio is David Horan, news director for WCQS. Welcome, David.
Nice to be here. Good morning.
And also with us in the studio is Jason Sanford, founder of the news and entertainment website Ash Vegas. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Jeremy.
All right. Well, David, let's start with you. We had a big bond referendum on the ballot yesterday that seemed to pass by a wide margin.
An overwhelming victory for those who support issuing the bonds, especially those in higher education. Good news for Western Carolina University. Good news for University of North Carolina, Asheville, and AB Tech in Buncombe County, AB Tech, and for community colleges across Western North Carolina. And it was an overwhelming victory.
That's right. As you mentioned, big news for Western Carolina. They have a big science building that will be funded by this. You spoke with Western Carolina Chancellor David Belcher yesterday. Let's hear a little bit of what he had to say about that.
Well, I'm overwhelmed, frankly, with the generosity of the people of North Carolina. Ever since I came to North Carolina 5 years ago, I heard how supportive this state was of education, and I knew it to be so in my experiences on a daily basis. But this vote by the people of North Carolina to support this bond just demonstrates yet again the commitment that this state has to education and its belief that education is a cornerstone to the future economic development of the state.
That was Western Carolina University Chancellor David Belcher.
It should be pointed out there was really only token opposition to the bond referendum. It was placed on the ballot by the Republican majority in the General Assembly. It was strongly supported by the governor, and it did pass easily. David Belcher, Chancellor Belcher, told me that he wasn't surprised by the support. On the other hand, President Dennis King with AB Tech said there were moments where he was a little concerned because of the national political climate.
That's right, yeah. And as you mentioned, only token opposition to the bond, not really well organized and not very well funded. And largely that's because of, as you mentioned, maybe it being put up by a Republican governor, and maybe the opposition that would have formed for this would have maybe come out strongly against it had it not been for a Republican put up by a Republican governor and Republican legislature.